Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and that lovely laugh that you just heard in the background, she loves laughing at me, is our good friend Ellen Rohr. Ellen is the author of Bare Bones Biz Plan.
I love you. I love laughing, and I love you.
Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan. We love her, too, folks. She's talking to us about how to wrangle chaos, how to go best two falls out of three with chaos and take it to the mat and get a count on it. And we talked in the earlier segment about what chaos is, and chaos is the result, in my opinion, of crisis management. People who move from one crisis to the next and don't actually get rid of things, get rid of projects. So the first, you said you got some ideas on how to wrangle chaos. What's the first one?
Well, the endless gotta minutes. If you walk into, it's Monday morning, you walk into the office, and the first thing you hear is gotta minute. Unless you have some kind of alternate plan, those gotta minutes are going to suck every minute out of the next, you know, week worth of days for you. So some of the suggestions I'm going to make are going to seem really simple, but it's easy to do them. As Jim Rohn says, it's easy to be successful. It's even easier not to do them. So here's one. To keep a calendar, and before the first shot is fired on Monday, like right now, take a minute and map out the week. Not just the day, the week. Life is kind of lived in weeks. Right. So map out the personal activities. You want to go to the kids' game. You want to fit in date night. You got to get some exercise in. Put that in. Put in the times when you have to do day-to-day work, and then one or two of your projects, your top projects. If you map out your week, and then there's also going to be meetings, Jim. Meetings are for communication.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can say to the God a minute, you know, we're meeting Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. Can it wait?
Yeah, yeah. Now that's been hard for me to do. You know, I've been trying to get my people, because sometimes, as you know, as a writer, you don't need a bunch of little interruptions sometimes. And getting people to not buzz you or ping you or knock on the door or whatever at certain times is really hard to do, isn't it?
Well, that's the second tip. Communicate available.
Before you go there, I want to talk about this one thing. Don't you think that most successful people, by 5, 6 o'clock Sunday afternoon, their weekend is over. They're already, they're looking at you know, they're checking things to make sure they know what's going to be going on Monday morning. They're reminding themselves what they said on Friday they were going to do, et cetera, et cetera. Don't you think so?
I think so. I take Sunday. Some people like taking the day off. You know, it's a spiritual day for them. Then do it Saturday or get into the office really early on Monday. But I do know if you show up when everybody else shows up on Monday morning and you have not planned that week is a lot more likely to turn into chaos or crisis.
And you don't want Monday morning just to get out of hand, because it will.
No.
Monday morning.
If I quit saying that, you know, people, oh, it's a Monday. Well, what's wrong with Monday? Stop it. It's a great new fresh start. I don't like disrespecting Monday that way. And then it those words become beliefs, become actions. You know how this works.
If you don't watch out, though, as you said, gotta minutes will steal your Monday, and the next thing you know, it's Tuesday, and you haven't got anything done for yourself.
Next thing you know, it's Friday at 5. Got a minute, now the guy wants a raise, and you're on your way
out
the door.
So map out the week, and then next one is communicate.
Communicate then when you are available. Meeting times are great. Meetings have gotten a bad reputation, and that's because you're terrible at meetings. Not you, Jim, but one is terrible at meetings. And so if there are blocked times of communication, if you say to Susie, your bookkeeper, we're going to talk about all things financial on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'm going to be there, then she doesn't tackle you every time you walk in the door. She knows that if it can wait, it can wait. Now, if it can't wait, hey, a big customer bounced a check to us, we got to shuffle things around, then an interruption is fine. That's not a distraction. That's something that needs to be done.
Or what
but
about
if it can wait?
What about this? What about when you say, okay, you based on your own schedule, you've determined
mm-hmm.
that that you know, right after you come back from lunch, or 11:30, you know, any given day, whatever's going on. If I've got people who've called in and I need to call them back, if I don't have to know about that the minute they call, how about just giving them all to me at 11:30 or something like that?
That's such a great idea. We don't have to make an emergency out of everything.
Right.
You have to triage. If it's not an emergency, don't make one. I think that's lovely. And then that idea of having an open door policy, I think it's okay to close your door. I tell you what I really love, Jim. If you're thinking of a new office or remodeling, glass walls.
You like
that
glass walls?
Glass walls. You can see people. I think when doors are closed, that gets weird. What are they doing in there? But if the door is closed and you can still see in, there is a sense of understanding about who's around, who's available, who's doing what. But then the glass is quiet, and you can close your door. You can indicate with a nice sign that you're unavailable for certain times.
Well, you know, more and more companies are using the open office situation.
I think, and then you can put on headsets. And that's where you're going to make that work. If you have a headset on, then you're uninvisible.
It really works for the young people. The older folks are having a hard time with it, though, I think.
I think it's an option. I do, and I think there's a reason to be collaborative. What I don't like are closed doors of offices where you're wondering, what are they doing in there? I've known so many bookkeepers who keep their door closed forever, and then they leave, and we found out they were ripping us off.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, I know that you can't always see that, but all right, you can close the door, but I do like an open space, so find a way to make that work.
I like that. Hold on to that thought. We got a couple more of these great tips from our good friend Ellen Rohr. Ellen, I need your website, please.
EllenRohr.com.
R-O-H-R, and if there ever was a name, an onomatopoeia name for a person, that's it.
Right there,
folks.
Right.
Tin Tail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.